From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 8th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Two major party candidates and one person planning an independent bid are vying for the 102nd Assembly District seat formerly held by Republican Pete Lopez. Greene County legislator Adrian O'Connor Jr., a Democrat, and Schoharie Town Supervisor Chris Tague, a Republican, have been endorsed by their respective parties to run in the April 24th special election. Schoharie County resident Wes Laraway is launching an independent bid to be on the ballot as well. The winner will serve out the remainder of Lopez's two-year term, which ends December 31st, but have to run again in November to keep the seat. O'Connor is a fourth-generation Greene County resident, and he has worked throughout upstate New York as a paramedic both for Greene County EMS and LifeNet of New York. He was elected to represent Durham in the county legislature in 2015 and now serves as minority leader. Tague, a former dairy farmer, was born and raised in Schoharie and was elected town supervisor in 2015. He currently serves as Schoharie County Republican Party chairman and is the general manager of Cobbleskill Stone Products. Laraway is a Middleburg Central School teacher and wildlife rescuer. He is a lifelong Republican. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Christy Gustafson-Barlett is reporting for the Times Union. Hunter Mountain is the setting for Winter Break Hunter Mountain, a new reality show on MTV. From the MTV website, and I quote, "Serving as a rite of passage for young people who want to get away for a winter break, Hunter Mountain is an idyllic ski resort that offers 20-somethings the chance to escape their regular lives, ski and snowboard their brains out, and party with other like-minded singles," end quote. The show will document the lives of eight people who share a house for the season. The eight contestants are residents of New Jersey, California, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, according to MTV. Winter Break Hunter Mountain debuts February 27th, and you can read that full story in the Times Union. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Lexington Town Board this week unanimously approved five new local laws, approved the purchase of a new town truck, and changed its regular meeting time to 6 p.m. Town Supervisor John Berger said the first law will require that a fuel mileage maintenance log for department vehicles be kept, and a second law requires that fuel records for town vehicles be kept in one place to allow town officials to more easily check for discrepancies. The third law mandates that town employees file an official report when anyone is involved in an incident that results in personal injury or property damage, regardless of how minor. The fourth law, adopted February 6, requires town departments to obtain permission from the town board for all purchases over $1,000. The only exception to this requirement is the highway department when it comes to expenses such as gasoline and salt, Berger said. The fifth and final newly approved local law declared all Lexington Town properties as tobacco-free zones. After some debate, the board also voted to purchase a 10-wheel, 6-wheel drive, 7600 model truck for $140,000. The new town vehicle will arrive 6 months after it's ordered, and once delivered, the assembly will take roughly 2 months. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that Breeze Hollow Dairy has been prohibited from selling raw milk after the Department of Agriculture and Markets found a sample contaminated with listeria on January 30th. Agricultural Commissioner Bridget Ball warned consumers in Rensselaer County and surrounding areas this week not to consume unpasteurized raw milk from the dairy business, which has a farm located in Hoosick Falls. According to a press release, there has been no illness associated with the product to date. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on February 7th announced $55 million in grant funding to counties statewide to enhance emergency communication systems. According to a statement released by the governor's office, the funding, and I quote, will enable local governments to expand their ability to communicate, exchange valuable data, and streamline information to enhance collaboration and assist first responders, end quote. Columbia County is eligible to receive more than $675,000 in grant awards from two programs, and Greene County nearly $608,000. Counties can use the funding for a variety of functions, including installing new equipment at towers and antenna sites, implementing next-generation 911 technologies and standards, supporting the operations of public safety dispatch centers, and deploying new technology to help counties link their systems together. The funding will also support training and exercises to promote first responder readiness. Read the full press release at governors.ny.gov. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high of 28 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 26. And on Saturday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely, cloudy with a low around 33. The sun rose this morning at 7:01 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:17 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. 2.5 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.